Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. So Jack Nicklaus reportedly turned down over $100 million to stay with the PGA Tour. What do I mean? Well, he said he was offered that large sum of money to be the face of the LIV Golf Invitational Series, a new golf league that's competing with the PGA Tour. His reasons for turning it down, once verbally, once in writing, was, and I quote, "Guys, I have to stay with the PGA Tour. I helped start the PGA Tour," end quote. Why does this interest me? Well, this interests me because, my friends, you don't see this every day. I don't know how many people you know or hear about that turned down over $100 million for anything. So I think that was the first reason why it piqued my interest. And I said, wow, we should really talk about this on our walk. And I think the second thing I think is fascinating about this is this concept of reputational risk, short-term, long-term here, especially when you think about a guy who's in his early 80s, this idea of career earnings versus legacy and name. So let's start here with an additional context in reputational risk. As I mentioned, Nicklaus helped start the PGA Tour. Well, just recently, the PGA Tour actually denied players waivers into the LIV Golf Invitational Series first event, the first of eight events, which is June 9th to 11th in London. So that is another scene that I want to set in our exposition for our play, just so you're kind of aware of all of the context, or at least the important recent context, why this quote is so interesting to me. The next piece of context I think is really interesting is the sum of money. Over $100 million is a lot of money. I want to direct your attention to a Forbes article from 2016. It actually details the highest paid athletes of all time. Where does Jack Nicklaus sit? Well, he sits at number four. His career earnings, $1.15 billion. And it's interesting, when you look at the summary, you're expecting to see, you know, prize money from winning tournaments. It's not what you see. The first thing is the golf course design firm. Hundreds of courses all over the world. So that's a really interesting note here. So you're looking at that sum of money mixed in with the age thing I just told you, early 80s. A fascinating note about wealth in this case is, you know that old saying, health is wealth? One of the reasons why is because when you look at people's prime earning years, they tend to be later in life. And this is just a generality before we get into Jack Nicklaus's specific situation. They tend to be later in life, but it's interesting. By the time you actually make enough money where you can have freedom of movement, you can do whatever you want, you generally speaking, you don't always have that the health to be able to travel as often or as comfortably as you like. So it's kind of like, okay, well, you get all this money to then give it away in inheritance. So now we're zooming in here. Jack Nicklaus has made over $1 billion already. He's in his early 80s. An additional $100+ million at this stage in his life would probably just go towards, you know, the family fortune, his will or his inheritance. So I think that's another thing that just is an interesting note to keep in mind. But reputational risk, we have to define reputation. And I think this is really interesting because it kind of, to me, illuminates the entire thing here in terms of legacy. Because we talked about career earnings, we talked about salary and inheritance, but what about legacy? It's at this point in the conversation I want to bring in my trusty friend, Merriam-Webster. I actually travel with a dictionary, I kid you not, when I move. And I moved to New York, I brought my dictionary with me. So it's a little nerdy thing I do, but I really love my dictionary. And Merriam-Webster defines reputation as the estimation in which a person or thing is generally held, repute, favorable repute, a favorable and publicly recognized name or standing. And this is a prime example here that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And it's better to be esteemed than to have silver and gold. And in this case, over $100+ million. For the precise reason of the historical context. You start the PGA Tour, you stay with it till the very end. You're one of the most decorated athletes and one of the most highest paid athletes in the world. What's the legacy going to be? And can you put a price tag on reputation? Clearly, Jack Nicklaus's price tag is over $100 million. And I found that interesting. I wanted to share it with you. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.